Manu Patra alerts dated 16 November 2017. Central government has extended due dates for furnishing of GST R1 for those taxpayers with aggregate turnover of up to 1.5 crores rupees. The due dates for the months of July to September 2017 is the 31st of December 2017. For October to December 2017 is the 15th of February 2018 and for Jan to March 2018 is the 30th of April 2018. Central government has extended due dates for furnishing of GST R1 for those taxpayers with aggregate turnover of more than 1.5 crores rupees. The due dates for the months of July to October 2017 is the 31st of December 2017. For November 2017 is the 10th of January 2018. For December 2017 is the 10th of February 2018. For January 2018 is the 10th of March 2018. For February 2018 is the 10th of April 2018. For March 2018 is the 10th of May 2018. Central government has notified that the time limit for filing GST return in form GSTF4 by the composition dealer is extended to the 24th of December 2017. Central government has notified the due dates for furnishing the returns in form GSTR3B till March 2017. As per the notification, returns for January, February and March 2018 shall be filed on the 20th of February, the 20th of March and the 20th of April respectively. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified that Goods and Services Tax, GST, on supply of raw cotton by agriculturist will be liable to be paid by the recipient of such supply under Reverse Charge Mechanism, RCM. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified Concessional Goods and Services Tax, GST, rate of 2.5% on scientific and technical equipment supplied to public-funded research institutions. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has notified that standalone restaurants are liable to pay CGST at 2.5% whereas other restaurants would pay GST at 9%. Central government has extended the due date for filing of return in form GSTF5A for the months of July to October 2017 till the 15th of December 2017. Central government has extended time limit for furnishing the return by a non-resident taxable person in form GSTF5 under the Goods and Services Tax Laws till the 11th of December 2017. Supreme Court, while clarifying that reservation in jobs and education in Rajasthan has exceeded 50% cap and it cannot be stretched further, has said that quota for Gujars cannot be implemented till High Court makes a decision. UK Supreme Court has backed the Scottish government's plans to introduce a minimum price for all alcoholic drinks. Delhi High Court has reiterated that a spouse cannot be exempted from contributing towards maintenance of a minor child even if the other spouse, with whom the child stays, earns sufficiently well. Bombay High Court, while taking serious note of the tribal population being neglected for too long by authorities in Maharashtra, has directed that all PILs pertaining to their welfare be heard by a special bench. Madras High Court has made it clear that those wishing to enter the Pondicherry University campus should show the identity card and anybody refusing to do so could face police action. Madras High Court has quashed an order of Income Tax Department seeking payment of tax by the former finance minister and his family on income from a coffee estate owned by them for 2008 to 2009 financial year after reassessing it.